Blog Talk Radio.
Shoshona. And this is the show where Shoshona uses the emotion code to help people to let go of negative energy that is within them. And at this point, I normally click on Shoshona and let her introduce herself, but my computer is working extremely slow today, so we are waiting for it to decide to cooperate. so I have to keep talking until something happens. Otherwise, you have dead air, and you're not allowed to have dead air on a podcast. So Shoshana's going to do a group session today to help people release the negative energies they have around the coronavirus. So this should be a really wonderful show, and it should leave everyone feeling so much better than they've been feeling. So it's definitely going to be worth the wait. I'm beginning to wonder if you're ever going to actually bring up the page it's supposed to bring up. So I will see if I can get my life to bring up the page so I can click on Shoshana. And she can tell you, ah, oh, here she is. Hello, we're there. All right, Shoshana.
Hey, Barbara.
Hey. Technology is so much fun.
So how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Wonderful. I just finished working on myself at 4 o'clock because I felt a bunch of energy welling up inside of me as I was watching the news. So, and I feel wonderful right now. So I'm anxious to do this on whoever is listening to this call forevermore. Doesn't matter whether it's today. All you have to do is to form a request that you no longer choose to live in fear, that you want to release all fear in your being. Because we all, much of our suffering is due to negative and emotional energies and fear. What you're seeing on the news and on television is makes people fearful because it's uncertainty and people don't like uncertainty. So anyhow, I heard today on the news that they're closing the border between Canada and the U.S. So
my God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, this is extraordinary, you know. A week or two ago, there was none of this, you know. Whereas today, people are being bombarded with it, and people are losing their jobs, and businesses are closing down, and there's reason to be fearful. But just know that there is help out there in modalities such as this one. And even with the work that you do or whatever, that it can move it. You're not stuck with it. So this, according to Sylvia Brown, I read a little blurb the other day that she wrote in one of her books, that in 2020 we were going to be stricken with a virus that was going to affect people's bronchial and their lungs, and that it was going to be short-lived. And but then it was going to return and then never to return again. So I don't know. All we can do is do this session, and I will keep doing this session on your program to do group sessions on people so that I can affect as many people as possible. So so do we have any callers or?
We have two right now. Yes, we still have two. Okay, we have
okay.
Two right now.
Well, you know, two is fine. Like I said, this is good for the masses. If you listen to it at a later date, all you have to do is send out a request through your inner voice asking to release all fear from your body, your mind, your spirit, and your soul. And this session is good at any point in time or whatever. So all you have to do is listen to it for the full hour. Listen to the music, meditate to the music, and imagine the music doing an energy transfer on you. So, you know, imagine the energy leaving your body. So I do this on myself daily, and it works on me every time. So, so I guess we should get started. So if you want to play the music, Barbara, I ask now to connect to any person listening to this session with a request to release fear from their psyche. Yes.
Okay.
I connect to the masses. Yes.
Here we go.
Okay. Thank you. stuck on hatred right now. So
okay.
this whole session is about clearing away fear from people. Do we have any more callers, Barbara?
We had a couple that came in and left. So
okay.
We still have the two that are hanging out.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're just going to keep clearing until I hit freedom.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what this is all about, is releasing whatever energy is coming at me. So this afternoon earlier, I felt absolutely heavy in the chest. And I released my heart chakra, and then I released my throat chakra. And with that, I felt a lot clearer, right? So anyhow, okay, play it again, please.
Okay.
It's on Freedom now.
Yay!
Yay! So do we still have two callers?
We have three.
Okay. I might as well go to the three callers now that it's on Freedom.
Okay. And our first caller is Nathaniel.
Hey,
hello.
Nathaniel. Hey there.
Hi, Shoshona. Hey, Barbara.
How you doing?
Hi.
Good.
Yeah? Did you get anything out of what I just did?
Yeah, at first I laid back a couple of whiles. I ended up in a yoga pose, and I felt kind of refreshed. So that's first I was, you know, it's amazing because it's, you know, it's just your work is just amazing.
Thank you. There was a lot that came off, and it was fear, fatigue, failure, escapism, doubt, dominance, dishonesty, destruction, despair, depression, denial, control, confusion, boredom, betrayal, anger, abuse. I don't know, you know.
Well, you do, and you just said a mess of things, so you do.
just to
get you back on track.
Well, I feel light. I feel totally light on the inside.
So do I. So I kind of felt I just got off work at 3, and I kind of had to do some things that my attorney and stuff, they didn't get. They were supposed to do something like in February 4th, they sent the papers over. So I tried to get it over, but I haven't received the email yet. But I feel a lot better about it now.
Yeah. Okay, is there anything else that I can release from Nathaniel? It's saying no. No. Do I need to tap into Nathaniel? No. I don't.
Well,
is there anything
you.
Else for me to is there anything else for me to release from Nathaniel as a group? In the group? No. No, but if you're feeling lighter, I did what I set out to do.
Yeah, I'm just doing some yoga now, doing some stretching and stuff, and feeling a lot better. I don't know what I'm going to do now, but just kind of enjoy here and relax a little bit.
Yeah. So, all righty.
Well, thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for calling in, Nathaniel. Yeah.
Oh, you're the best. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So we'll go to our next caller, which could be Kat. So, area code 541.
Hi, it is Kat.
Hi, Kat.
How are you feeling? Staying calm. I mean, It's my dad had pneumonia. I've known people that are, you know, a lot of people that are being affected, and friends, businesses closing down. I'm just, you know, I felt the fear earlier in the week and at different times, and it's really, I could be freaking out, but I'm not. Like, I don't even like going to the grocery stores, though. Going to the grocery stores feels weird, and seeing empty shelves and having people panicking.
I know. I know, it's freaky, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like nothing I've ever seen in my lifetime, and I'm 59 years old.
No, it's unbelievable.
No.
Sure.
Do you feel lighter since I did the group session?
Yeah. And I've had this, like, I feel like I've had stuff in my lungs for quite a while, like way before this, but I've been really feeling stuff in my lungs.
Yeah. Okay, do I need to tap in the cat? It says yes. Okay, is my name Kat? No, it's my name Shoshona. Yes, my name Kat. Yes, my name Shoshona. No, it's my name Kat to infinity and beyond, strongly at 100%. Yes, is there anything else that I need to release from Kat? Yes, from cat's lungs. No. From cat's heart chakra. No, from cat's throat chakra. Yes, from your throat chakra. Sorrow. Selfish. Security. Sadness. Revenge. Repulsion. Rejection. Rage. Power struggle. Guilt. Freedom. Freedom. And it's locked on freedom. Is there anything else that I need to release from Kat? No. From her cancer. Yes. Okay. From the cancer in general. Yes. From any cancer cell in Kat's body. Yes. Is there anything that I need to release? Yes. Terror. Shame. Safety issue. Resentment. Protection. Grief. Fear. Fatigue. Failure. Escapism. Envy. Dominance. Destruction. Depression. Criticism. Confusion. Betrayal. Abuse. Stagnation. Sadness. Repulsion. Freedom. Is there anything else that I can release from the cancer cells within Kat's body? No. Okay, is there anything else that I can release from Kat in general for her sense of well-being? Yes. Shame. Shame. Stuck on it. Suicide, anger, grief, guilt, insanity, judgment, manipulation, pain, power struggle, rejection, revenge, security, suicide, trust, anger, guilt, freedom. 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 Guilt. Insanity. Lethargy. Moodiness. Pain. Rage. Rage. Freedom. Failure. Freedom. Guilt. Insanity. Jealousy, lethargy, moodiness, pain, panic, helplessness, guilt, freedom, fear, failure, envy, doubt, dishonesty, despair, denial, control, boundary issues, apathy, suicide, revenge, rage, guilt, freedom. And it's showing me a big heart. Is there anything else that I can release from Kat's sense of well-being? No. Is there anything blocking Kat's sense of well-being? No. You're clear now, my dear.
Good. I have not been. I had a lot of trouble sleeping. I've been trying to, you know, feed myself well and all that stuff, but I'm a sleeping and then, yeah, I don't know where my next income is, but I'm not the only one, so.
I know. Tell me about it. It's horrible up here.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyhow, it's, they had a thing on Facebook. This store in Provost, Alberta, was selling toilet paper, 36 rolls for $42.
Oh, my God, that's ridiculous.
Isn't that ridiculous?
That's horrible, too.
That is. You betcha that is.
Take advantage.
I went
to the grocery store last week, and my friend started shutting down her business. She shut down her coffee shop last week that I hang out at, and I was like, wow, that's feeling like weird. And then I went to the grocery store and there was, yeah, somebody with, that's all they have in their shopping cart, all the toilet paper. I'm like, really? That's so stingy.
Wow. Yeah.
A year supply of toilet paper that you don't really need. I doubt it's going to last a year. I mean,
well, apparently there was a guy here in Canada who went and bought $70,000 worth of toilet paper and hand sanitizer. And he was selling it online. And he made back $170,000 before they shut him down.
Oh, jeez.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, it's sad.
That's what I mean about people out of control. You know, like, that's why everybody's panicking, because, you know, you got the people out there going out and trying to stiff people. You know, like stores selling toilet paper at $42 a package. You know, that's just less than four, you know.
Yeah, I went to the co-op, our little co-op place, too. Like, yeah, all the shelves were empty of every milk, every egg, every canned good, every pasta. Like, I've never seen that in my life. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And toilet paper and paper towels. I'm like, that's just weird. So weird.
Yeah. So that's why I decided to do this show today on fear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, and as far as I'm concerned, I accomplished what I set out to do, because the last time I did it, it hit freedom, and it stuck there for more than half of the 7 minutes. So
that's good. I know. I'm just happy I have this apartment, because I know a lot of people that live in their cars or don't have a home, you know, like, and I've been there. Happy to be in this place right now. But,
yeah. Tell me about it. So. Alrighty, let me disconnect from you. Is my name Kat? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Kat? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Shoshona to infinity and beyond? Yes, strongly at 100%. Yes. Okay, we're disconnected, Kat.
Okay, thank you so much.
I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay, going to our next caller, area code 415. Hi, who's
Hello. This? Hi, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Well, I am unemployed right now, and I filed for unemployment. And then they sent me a weird letter that they can't verify my identity. So I had to send them some more proof, which is weird, you know.
That's weird.
Like my passport. I had to send a picture of my passport. And so I'd like to clear that up. I don't know if that is just like fear getting through to that, or I just wanted everything to work out smooth with my Social Security coming through. I mean my unemployment benefits.
Are you in Canada or the States?
I'm in California.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, let me tap into you. It says yes. Okay, is my name Catherine? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Catherine? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Catherine to infinity and beyond? Yes, strongly at 100%. Yes. Okay, Barbara, you can play the music, please.
Okay.
How do you feel, Catherine?
Yeah, a little more grounded, definitely.
Yeah, it's stuck on freedom now. Now, off of you came fatigue, fear, grief, judgment, panic, power struggle, and that's about it. And in the end, it stuck on freedom. So I released all of that. So will Catherine get her EI benefits? It says yes, she will.
Wonderful.
Yes. So any other concerns?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's good for now. I mean, I think I want a whole different line of work. I mean, the next step is, when I probably won't do the type of work I did when all this calms down. So I'll use this time to expand out to a different area.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of people are going to be doing that. I think the workforce is about to change.
Yeah.
So, you know, to something different than we've ever seen it before. Like, this is just, you know, you got areas that depend on tourism and they just close the borders down.
Yeah. Yeah, this reminds me when the economy crashed around 2010. I was actually living in Hawaii. So it was kind of the same thing. And the whole state is based on tourism and everything shut down. So some areas are, I know I lived through that. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, like people are really going to have to grab a grip on what they're feeling, because it's like a wave that washes over you, you know?
Yeah,
you think,
and
oh
like
God,
I was fine about it. Yeah, I felt fine about everything, and then you get this letter in the mail, which is just a bump in the road, but then that puts you back in another panic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. So, okay, is there
anything
else?
I'm lucky because, you know, a lot of people that are business owners, they can't, in America, they don't have any benefits, you know, if you're an independent business owner. So I'm lucky I worked for people and I can get benefits, you know. So I think it's also a time to see what you have and, you know, a lot of things to be grateful for.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that I can release from Catherine?
In my throat? My throat feels really like a rock in there.
Okay. In Catherine's throat chakra. Yeah, okay. In the throat chakra. Trust. Sorrow. Security. Sadness. Revenge. Rejection. Rage. Possession. Hatred, greed, freedom. Is there anything else in Catherine's throat chakra that can be released? No. Does it feel better? Does it feel lighter?
Yeah. When you mean release freedom, don't you want freedom? I'm not sure what you mean by release freedom.
No. When it goes to freedom, that means that it's cleared. On this chart is full of negative emotions.
Yeah.
The only two positive ones on here are trust and freedom.
Okay.
Right? Everything else on this chart is negative. Right? That's why I like to use it, because if there's any negativity in somebody, I can draw it out. And when it hits freedom in the end, it shows me that it's cleared.
I see.
The only time it hits freedom is when the chart has cleared itself. Right?
All right. Yes, I can picture that. Now it's kind of weird. Now my crown chakra, my whole scalp feels tight. Like things are stuck on my scalp.
Okay, let's do this. Okay. Catherine's root chakra, is it clear? Yes. Catherine's sacral chakra, is it clear? Yes. Catherine's solar plexus, is it clear? Yes. Catherine's heart chakra, is it clear? Yes. Catherine's thymus, is it clear? Yes. Catherine's throat chakra, is it clear? Yes. Catherine's third eye chakra, is it clear? No, your third eye is blocked. Shame, self-esteem, safety issue, sabotage, revenge, repulsion, rage, guilt, grief, freedom. Is Catherine's third eye chakra clear? Yes. Is Catherine's crown chakra clear? No. Okay, in the crown chakra.
Right. Oh, it's tight.
Stagnation, shame, security, sadness, revenge, rejection, possession, insanity, helplessness, hatred, guilt, grief, fear, fatigue, failure, escapism, envy, doubt, dominance, dishonesty, destruction, despair, depression, denial, control, boredom, anger, stagnation, sadness, resentment, freedom. Okay, is there anything else in Catherine's crown chakra that needs to be cleared? No, how does it feel now?
Yeah, it's releasing. It was crazy, tight feeling, but...
Yeah, that's how I get when I feel energy going through me. I feel tightness in the chakra. And I'm so sensitive to it, I can feel it all the way through my whole body.
Yeah.
Whew.
Well, I'm outside
today,
now. Yeah, I'm outside taking a walk every day, so it'll help even after this to keep releasing and fresh air.
Oh, yeah. It's not just about at this second with what this is. No, pay attention to yourself over the next 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully what it does is it changes your perception. Right? That's what it's designed to do, is to change your perception. So if you're feeling negativity around you, hopefully that goes by the wayside. That's what this whole thing is designed to do. So, anyhow, it's a wonderful form of therapy. It's something that I've been into for the past 7 years. And I don't see myself going anywhere, you know, only expanding my territory, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to receive different methods that I can incorporate with what this is, right? So I incorporate like this. The music is an energy transfer, right, used by another healer, right? So I use the music to do the energy transfer, which I don't take credit for. That's not my work. My work is behind the scenes, releasing trapped emotions from a person as they're listening to the music and as they're going through it, right? It opens up your trapped energy, and I can release it more freely, right, with a better effect because it's two in one. So, you know, I hope you really felt the benefit of what this is, Catherine.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've called in before, and I appreciate both of you guys having this show now when it's really needed. And
yeah,
I always feel the benefits.
Well, and for the time being or whatever, at the beginning of every show, I'll be doing a group healing to where all you have to do is sit back and listen to it. Right?
Great.
And hopefully you'll get the benefit out of listening to it as many times as it takes me to come to freedom. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's how I do myself. When I'm feeling heavy energy around me, I sit down and I listen to that music until I hit freedom. Right? So it might take me 5 times to come to that conclusion. Right? But by the end of the whole session in general, I feel light from the gut. you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I hope that I do for everybody, that you feel lightness coming from your gut, you know.
Yeah.
How does your gut feel right now?
It was, yeah, definitely when you were going through all those lower chakras, it felt good. It felt very light.
Yeah. All righty.
And now, thank you. Yeah, now the top of my head is hot, so that's a good sign.
That's a good sign, yeah. Yeah. Is my name Catherine? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Catherine? No. Is my name Shoshona to infinity and beyond? Is my name Shoshona strongly at 100%? Yes. Okay, we're disconnected now. So do you still feel the heat coming out of the top of your head?
Yes.
Okay, well, that should last a little while. That's not harmful.
Yeah, it's good, though. I mean, it's warm. It's not bad. It's a good
thing. Yeah. All righty.
All right.
Have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in, my dear.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You take care.
I sure will. Okay.
Okay, Shoshona, we've come to the end of another show. Great job.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
It's fun to experience your work.
Yeah. If anybody wants to reach me, they can find me at Healing Hands by Shoshona on Facebook. You can messenger me at Shoshona Pelche, so that's Shashona Pelche, Pelleteier. Those are the two best ways to get a hold of me.
Okay. Well, we will be back next week, and we hope everyone has a great week, and listen to the recording as often as you need to let go of the fear.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, Shoshona. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.